Weiter in Shas, we're in Daf Beis and Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I want to welcome all the newbies. Mazel Tov, finishing the previous Masechtas. And for those who haven't yet, then welcome to the show. Hope you enjoy. So we're going to start off right now on Daf Beis Rosh Hashanah, right at the beginning of the Mishnah. Mishnah is going to tell us that there are four different types of Rosh Hashanahs. We're used to dip the apple in the honey, but there's actually four different types of what's called the beginning of the year. Then the Gemara is going to go into break down at least one of them as we start our journey. So here we go. Abba Rosh Hashanah, there are four different Rosh Hashanahs. Echad B'Nisan, let me just quickly, if you don't know the months well, then you should write this down. Nisan, Iyar, pause it if you need to. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, and Adar. So important to get those clear. And again, if you don't have them clear, write it down, so you can be looking at it as you're going through this. So we have the first one is at Nisan. Be'echad b'Nisan, the first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. It's Rosh Hashanah for the kings. The Gemara is going to deal with what exactly does that mean. And that is in the way they used to go ahead, like we're used to, okay, right now it's year 2021, right? 2021. L'fi minyanam. But back in the day, they didn't have it according to that. They went according to the year of the reign of the kings. So therefore, you have to know in reference to the, as the Echad b'Nisan is this beginning of the year. And the Gemara is going to get more into that. It's not only for the kings, but also v'lirigalim. The Gemara again is going to explain that as well, says Rashi on Daf Dalet. Okay, be'echad be'elul, the first of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, l'maiser behema. Maiser behema is, and that what we do is we take off every year, you have to take off of the animals, you have to take off 10% of the animals, and they get brought to the Beis HaMikdash, brought as a carbon, and the people get to eat it over there. How do they do it? They would go and they would take all the newborns of that year, and they would take an area where they can only fit one animal at a time, and they pass it through. And the 10th one, the owner would then say, Meiser, this one is going to be Meiser. They mark it with a red mark, and that is on Echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Meiser Behema. That's only the animals from between Elul and Elul that you go and you count in that. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say, Be'echad B'Tishrei. That was on Echad B'Tishrei. Be'echad B'Tishrei, though, everyone agrees that Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It's considered Shanim for the years. Like we know, according to the way that we count, right? 5782, just from this past Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei. Vila Shmitin, also, it's when Shmita begins. Vila Yovlos, and also Yovel begins. L'Netia, Vila Yerakos. Netia is referencing, Rashi tells us, L'minyan Shanei Orla, in reference to Orla. Orla, we know the first 3 years of a tree that has fruits is Asid eat. In the fourth year, you can bring it to you Shalayim in a Kodesh and eat over there. And the fifth year, it's finally able to eat it everywhere. Now, that is Linatia. Lirakos, that's talking about, Rashi says, L'maiser yer. To think of maiser of your vegetables. Shein tormim asim min anilkat lefnei Rosh Hashanah alach al shel acher Rosh Hashanah. You don't go and you don't combine together and take off from something that was before Rosh Hashanah, something that's after Rosh Hashanah. Rather, it's got to be starting from the first day of Tishrei. Be'echad b'Shvat, on the first day of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan, that is Rosh Hashanah for trees. Now, what does that mean? That means in reference to Meiser. We spoke about the idea of Orla, now let's talk about Meiser. You can't go, that's on Echad b'Shvat. Kedivrei b'Shameh b'Selomim b'Chamishah Sabo. Tu b'Shvatigi yachag le'ilanot. That's on Tu b'Shvat. Okay, as I gazok the Mishnah, just again, quick breakdown. We had just said four different types of Rosh Hashanahs, and now we're gonna break it down. Here we go. Number one, L'malachim. It comes. It says that on the first of Nisan, it's Rosh Hashanah Malachim v'Leregalim. In fact, the Gemara, L'mayi Hilchasa. What in the world are you talking about? We say here that there's an idea for the kings. Rashi says, Klomer Lama Hukva Yom Yuchad L'minyan Malachim. Imashal Kol Melechu Melech Tatzchus Shasim Yom Shamad. But why don't we just say that whenever day they became the king, that's when it starts. That's the beginning of the year. What's Pshat to be going? We speak about that. It's at that it's going to be Be'echad B'Nisan. Amar Rav Chista comes. Rav Chista, he says Lishtaros. It's talking about a shtar. That is to know that which shtar chov is muktam lemilva ve'ezim uchar. You can't write a shtar that I owe you something before the time that it's actually owed. Because a very straightforward concept goes like this. Let's say I go ahead and I borrow money from you. right? So I go, I have a friend, Shimmy. I go to my friend, Shimmy. I'm like, Shimmy, I want to borrow. No, he comes to me. Let's put it that way. Shimmy comes to me and he says, I want to borrow from you $100,000. Common practice. You know, a guy like me, 100 grand, no problem, no sweat. So he says, I want to borrow $100,000. So I say, you got it. And he comes and he borrows. At the moment that he borrows the money from me, all of his property becomes leaned to me. That means, let's say it's for 30 days. At the end of 30 days, I say, hey, all right, give me my $100,000 back. He says, I don't have it. But he did a property that was worth $100,000. But it doesn't have it anymore because he sold it to someone else in the meantime. So what ends up happening? That's called leaned, meshubad, property which has a lien on it. And therefore, anything he does after I loan him the money now falls into the possibility that I'm going to take it away from the other people. I'm going to be govim in a lakuchos, taking from the other people and buy it in the interim. So if you end up writing the shtar chov before the time it actually happened, lemushel, let's say it's Hanukkah time, right? And let's make it so it's easy to figure this out, even if those who are not familiar so don't know the concept of the Hebrew month so well, right? So we have Kislev, Chafei Kislev is when Hanukkah is, and Teves is right after. So let's say it's the last day of Hanukkah, it's Teves, and you know, because it goes into Teves, and I go ahead, you go ahead and you borrow $100,000 from me. And I read up a shtar, okay, you borrowed from me $100,000 on the first day of Hanukkah. That's not really true. So what ends up happening is that any property that you may have sold in the interim is no shaychus to me. But if I read the shtar earlier, then it's a problem. That's a problem. It's us here to do it. So in order that we don't have confusion, we have to know what year we're in, where we're holding. Therefore, we have to make sure that we have a Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, because that's how I used to count it. Ditnan, we learned in a Mishnah. Shtar chov mukdamin psulim. If a shtar chov that's written too early, it is pasul. If I'm ucharing shame, but if it's written after the fact, later than it has to be, then it's still kosher. Maybe I'm messing myself over a little bit as the guy who lent the money, because I could have got property that would become leaned earlier, but fine, at least I'm not messing over somebody else. I'm Mechar and Kshayim. Tanu Rabbanan, Zok da Heilige Gemura, Melech She'omen Be'esem Mitisha Be'adar. Remember, it says, it's talking about the Aleph, the first day of Nisan. The 29th of Adar is the last day of the year. Ech Nisan is the beginning, according to this. Right again, Nisan here. See, even Thomas Abel Tishu Chavim, because there is Shvat and Adar being the end. So on the 20th day of Adar, he goes ahead and you have a Melech, becomes a Melech on the 29th day. Kivin Shigia Echab Nisan, the very next day, also Lo Shana, then it's like 1 year has totally passed. And therefore, it's now considered the beginning of the first day of the second year of his reign. V'im lo amad ela be'echa b'nisan. But if he didn't actually, you know, become the king until the first day of Nisan, then ein monin lo shana ad she'egi Nisan acher. It's not considered a shana until the following year. Amar mar. Okay, Melech she'amad be'esem mitisha ba'adar kevin she'egi echad b'nisan also lo shana. In fact, the Gemara. Okay, Shkoyach, what exactly are you telling me? Ha, beep, turn the page, base on base. Ha, kamash malan, this is coming to tell us, this comes to teach me that the Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, Nisan is considered Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, v'yom echa b'shana, chashav shana, and one day of the year is considered like a year itself, because the very last day of that year, it's considered like a whole year. V'im, next we said, v'im lo amad el b'echa b'nisan, if he doesn't actually become the king until the actual first day of Nisan, ein modim lo shana ad she'agi Nisan acher, you have to wait to the following year. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, obviously, what would you think differently? Talking about a case where Rashi says, Nimnu v'gamru asarim limnoso. It was decided, he was elected, that he is going to be the king. And that was already decided by the end of Adar. But he didn't actually take the throne until Nisan. So ma'od tema nimnu le tartin shtin. You would have said that we go ahead and we count 2 years for this, because he was already appointed to be the king. Kamash Valana comes to tell you that is not the case. That's considered only 1 year. Tani Rabbanan. Mispa Adar va'amen acher tachtov ba'adar. Let's say you have one king ends up dying in Adar. Another one becomes a king in that same Adar. Monum shalom lezeh ulezeh. You have an opportunity. You have a choice. You got to say that this is from this king or that king. Let's say it's the fourth year of the previous king or the first year of this king. That's what use. Is allowed to do. Rashi says that haba lichtov shtar ba'adar la'achish amar hasheni imratz lichtov b'shtar b'shnas ploni lamelech shemes kosev imratz kosev shana b'shona lamelech ploni sh'amad, that you could do also. You have a choice of either one. Meis b'nisan. Va'aman acher tachta b'nisan. Let's say he ended up dying in Nisan, which is the beginning of the year. Either was the end, Nisan is the beginning. Va'aman acher b'nisan. Then again, mon and shana lezeh lezeh. You have an opportunity, you have a choice to do whichever one you want. Meispa adar va'aman acher tachta b'nisan. Let's say he ended up dying in Adar, and the next can get up only in Nisan the following month. Then monim rishona l'rishon u'shne l'sheni. Then you have to count the first. You know, it's Adar for Adar, and Nisan is for the other king. Now we're going to break down each one of those statements. Amar Mar, Meis ba'adar va'amar achar tachta ba'adar, monam shalom lezeh lezeh, pshita, obviously, why not? Both of them are true statements. Answers Gemara, ma'u detema, shata levei trey lo maninan, kamash balan. Maybe you would have said that you don't go ahead and count 1 year for two different kings. Right? You have two different kings going on here. Rashi says, mishenichnas ba'amelech shemeis, afilu mishenichnas ba'amelech, if the one that just died, Mishenichas ba'amelech shemeis, afilu yom echad, even one day, came into the first day of Nisan, then even if the next day, in the second day of Nisan, the next king takes over, lo yichlevu kol shana zu b'shtar l'minyan melech ha'omed, you don't write it the whole year according to that one, el l'melech ha'meis, according to the one that just died. Kamash Malana comes to tell you that, no, that's not the case, you're allowed to do either one of them. Next part of the Bryce is said that Meis bin Nisan va'amen acher tachta bin Nisan. Let's say he ended up dying in the first day and then Nisan and another one took over in Nisan. Monim shana lezeh lezeh, you can do both. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously, otherwise known as obviously. Says Gemara, ma'al detema, ki amrin in yom echad b'shana choshev shana. When do we say that one day of the year is considered like a whole year? Maybe that's only b'sof shana, if it's the very end of the year. Right? So he goes ahead and if he ended up, only if it's at the end of the year, at the very end of the year that you had one of those days, then maybe it's considered like it's a full year and it goes into the next one. But tchila shana, if it ended up happening in the beginning of the year, then lo amrin, you don't say that's considered a full year. Kamash b'lan, that is not so. And the third one is, meis ba'adar v'amen acher tachta b'nisan, if it ended up dying and one king died, king number one died in Adar, and then right after that, starting the next year, the next king takes over in Nisan, then monim rishon l'rishon l'shnia l'shnia, we end up doing the first year was for the first king and the second one for the second king. Says Gemara Pshita, obviously. Lo tzricha de'imnu alei me'adar. We're talking about a case where you went ahead and you already appointed the king in Adar. And u'melech ben melechu. It's a case of when he's a melech ben melech. He was the son of the previous melech. And that's different than the case we said before when he got appointed already in the previous one. Here you're like a melech ben melech. So ma'od etema nimnu lei tartin shnin. Maybe you'd say you should have 2 years you're counting for him already. It's his second year because he's already appointed and he was a melech ben melech. Kamash b'lan, no. It's got to be only from the time that he actually takes office, which in this case was in Nisan. Now, where do we get this from, this concept that it was actually in Nisan? Why is Nisan the time? Rav Yochanan, minayin l'malachim shed monim lem elim nisan. How do we know that that is the case that's coming from Nisan? Shenemar. As the Pasuk says, it's a heilige Torah state. Vayehi b'shmonim shana. V'arbame o'shana l'zeiz b'nei Yisrael m'mi meretz mitzrayim. B'shana revius. B'chodesh zu. Hu hachodesh hasheni lemelech Shlomo al Yisrael. The 480th year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'nei Yisrael. The year Hashem Yazor. Again, it's the 480th year after Yetzias Mitzrayim from Mitzrayim. In the fourth year, in the month of Ziv, B'chodesh Ziv, which is the second month, otherwise known as Iyar, Nisan Iyar, of Shlomo's ruling over Bnei Yisrael, that's when they went ahead, and the Pasuk finished off by saying that Vayivin Abayis Hashem, they built the Beis HaMikdash. The Iker Nekuda that's coming up over here that we're saying is the fourth year of Shlomo's ruling in the month of Ziv, which is Iyar, the second month. Now, Makish Malchus Shlomo is Yitzias Mitzrayim. They make a hekesh of when it says Malchus Shlomo to Yitzias Mitzrayim. My Yitzias Mitzrayim, mi Nisan, just like Yitzias Mitzrayim, is counted from Nisan. Af Malchus Shlomo mi Nisan, so too the kingdom of Shlomo is from Nisan. Frak the Gemara of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gufa Minon Dominis Aminon. How do we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim itself that we count from Nisan, or it's the years that we're counting coming from Nisan? Dilma me Tishrei manina. Maybe we counted from Tishrei. Rashi immediately explains. Of course we left in Nisan. Nah, no one argues. Afa bishi yotza b'nisan. Bishi yegia Tishrei, right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamaz of El Tishrei. In that case, which is like what we call Rosh Hashanah, the general Rosh Hashanah we're familiar with, Tishrei karu lo shana shnia, maybe that's called the second year. Lefisha Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. Because Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, l'hanim nim l'briyas olam, v'hu adin l'shis m'shayim, maybe from l'shis m'shayim, also is when it should be counted from. So really, Tishrei is a cutoff point. Says Gemara, lo sakadar. You wouldn't have thought it can't be to say that Tishrei is a cutoff point. You know why? The chesed, for the pasuk says, "Vayal Aaron." This is talking about when Aaron ended up dying. Pasuk says, "Vayal Aaron akoin el hor ha'har al pi Hashem," and Aaron went up on the mountain by the word of Hashem. "Vayom Hashem," and he ended up dying. "Bishnas ha'ar boim," in the 40th year. Let's say Bnei Yisrael married to time. The Bnei Yisrael left to time. "Bechodesh hachamishi bechad lechodesh," in the fifth month, on the first day of the month. That would be, you know, the fifth day of the month is Nisan Iyar, Sivan Tammuz of. So it's the month of Av, and it's the month of Av, and the first day of Av. Uchsev, and another pasuk says, "Vayihi b'arba'im shana." Pasuk of Devarim. Other was the other one was in Bamidbar. It says Devarim, "Vayihi b'arba'im shana b'shtei asar lachodesh be'achad lachodesh diber Moshe." And it was in the 40th year, in the 11th month, which is Shvat. Right, Nisan Yer Sivan Tammuz Av Tel Tzivishir Shvat. Then Adar, on the first of the month, Moshe spoke. Midukoy ba'av v'kari l'shnas arboim. Av, it was called the 40th month, and then it ends up being right after that is Tishrei. Av, then El, I'm sorry, Av Elul Tishrei, and then it says Chezron Kizli Tevi Shvat, means that that's afterwards, and both of them were the 40th year. So what does that tell you? Midukoy ba'av v'kari l'shnas arboim was called the 40th year. V'kari b'shvat v'kari l'shnas arboim. Can't be that it's Tishrei is the cutoff point. Bechad Rosh Hashanah lav Tishrei. It clearly can't be Tishrei. It has to be, actually, like we said, Nisan. Frek the Gemara Bishlamahach. I understand we were talking about the case where we were talking about Aaron a coin. Mefarish de Letzias Mitzrayim, because the Pasuk explicitly says Letzias Mitzrayim. Elohai, but Moshe Rabbeinu, we might deal Letzias Mitzrayim. How do you know that that was talking about Letzias Mitzrayim? Dilma la Akomas Mishkan, maybe that was talking about from Akomas Mishkan, which we know was the year after Letzias Mitzrayim. And Taka Tishrei is the cutoff point, and then really it's really the 41st year from Mitzrayim, but only the 40th year from the Mishkan, because it was a year later. Says Gemara, no. Kedam Rav Papa, Shinas Esrim L'Gezir Shava. It says in the 20th year, the 20th year is Gezir Shava. There's a principle. He's learning out a concept of going ahead and learning out a concept of Gezer Shava from 20th year, 20th year. This is a Gemara that's going to come on Gimel Lebeis. The point is that we learn out Gezer Shava of 20th year, 20th year. Hachanami Shnas Arboim, Shnas Arboim, Gezer Shava. It says the 40th year by Aaron. It says the 40th year by Moshe. Miki Gezer Shava. Mad Kan Litzis Mitzrayim, Av Kan Litzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, Tishrei is not the cutoff point. But as we see, so Nisan still is good to go. In fact, the Gemara, but Umimai, the Maisa, the Av Kadim, Dilma Maisa, the Shva. How do you know that Av, the one that we talked about, Aaron, that we said it was the fifth month, that happened, that Aaron died before the story of when Moshe Rabbeinu gave his whole spiel when he was talking, when he was giving his speech? And maybe, and you're saying that was Shvat, maybe Shvat, Dilma Maisa, the Shvat Kadim, and then you're going to have Tishrei is still the beginning point, and Chesron Kislev Tevis Shvat, then Adar Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz Av. In which case, they could be still be in the 40th year, each of them, but rather it didn't start, then there was no change there, because from Tishrei, if you start from Tishrei and you keep going, then they both end up being in the same year. So, don't say that Aaron was alive at that point, when Moshe was speaking in Devarim and giving his epic speech. Because we know Moshe only started his speech after he had killed Sichon. Okay, so it was after he had killed Sichon. That wouldn't work to say that Aaron was still alive at the time, because Aaron ended up dying before that. He was still alive. Sichon was still alive at the time that Aaron died, so it can't be. How do we know he's still alive? Beep, turn the page. Dalet Amid Aleph. Gimel Amid Aleph. Because the pasuk says, Vayishma Kenani Melech Arad. And the Kenani, the king Arad, he heard that when Aaron died, Now, what does that mean that he heard? What did he hear? As the Gemara says, Ma Shmo Shama, Shama Shemes Aaron, he heard that Aaron died, Vinistalka and Undercover, and Undercover had left, and now it said it's time to attack. Ukasavre Nitna Rishusli Lachem Yisrael, he thought he can go ahead and can fight against Ben Yisrael. Behind Nechsev, that's what it says, Vayiru Kol Ha'eda Ki Gav Ha'aron, that the entire people saw that Aaron had died, that he was gone. Okay, V'am Rabavo, Al tikri vayiru, don't say vayiru that they saw, ela vayeru, which means, and they were seen. Rashi says, nizgalu, it was revealed. Meaning that of the undercover, they were open. And then now they said, Aaron died, that took away their protection. Kidu Reish Lakish, just like Reish Lakish came and he says, Dama Reish Lakish, ki, the word ki is mishamish ba'arba lashonot, you could explain it in four different ways. E, dilma, ela, deha. If, like E means if, Dilma means maybe, Ella means but, and Daha means because. Point is that what do we see nonetheless? That Aaron was already alive with the fact that Aaron died, and Sichon's still alive. And then it says, after Sichon died, then Moshe Rabbeinu came along and he gave the speech. In fact, the Gemara, me dummy, can you go ahead, you can compare this? Hasam Kenan. Over there, it was talking about Kenan. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Vayishma HaKenani Melech Arad. What does that have to do with Sichon? Hacha Sichon, this whole shtickle that Moshe Rabbeinu was talking was by Sichon. It's the Gemara Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kenan. These are all the same person. It's called Sichon, Arad, and Kenan. Sichon Shadom L'Siach by Midbar. He was called Sichon because he was like a Siach. That is a small horse, but not just a small horse, but Midbar, a desert small horse. Kenan, Al Shem Achuso, is called Kenan because of his kingdom. Umashmo, but what was his name? Arad Shmo. His name was actually Arad. So therefore, at this stage, what we see clearly is that it had to be that the first event that happened was Aaron. The next event was Moshe. We have Tishrei in between Av and Shvat. Clearly, it doesn't switch the year over. So there we see it's not talking about Tishrei. And like we said, it is the month of Nisan. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.